Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God for allowing us this opportunity to come together early on a Saturday morning. Amen. Amen. Today is day 16 of our 40-day sojourn together. We are moving ever so closely to day 20, which will be the halfway mark of our 40-day sojourn. I pray you all have had a blessed week and that you're having a blessed morning in the Lord. Thank you for joining us this morning. Beloved, I'm going to get right to it. There is a word from the Lord, and that word comes to us from the book of Luke. And guess what? Luke chapter 10. I've been hanging out in Luke 10 the latter part of this week, and the Lord showed me something that I think is important. So we're going to look at Luke 10 verses 1 through 4. Yesterday it was Luke 10 verses 38 through 42, but we're looking at Luke chapter 10 verses 1 through 4. And I want to read it from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among the wolves. Do not take a purse or a bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road." Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This morning, beloved, really quickly, I just want to ask a question. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Beloved, last night we lost an icon, a boxing icon, the person of George Foreman. And George Foreman is probably greatest known for being heavyweight champion of the world. He probably is greatest known for his big fight in Zaire, Africa, with Muhammad Ali, the Rumble in the Jungle. His big fight with Muhammad Ali that no one thought that Ali would win, but he did. But George Foreman will also be remembered as a great witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a pastor in Houston, Texas, and so we send up prayers for his family, his children, his grandchildren, and the like. He was 76 years old. And so in prayers and thoughts with God, I ask, Lord, why is there so much going on in the world? People in a panic, fear spreading, sickness among us, political and civil unrest. And the Lord said to me, this is why I have asked you all to fast and pray during these 40 days of Lent, so that you can hear more clearly and prepare to be more courageous, so that we can see the glory of God. God wants us to hear clearly, minister courageously, and to see the glory of God. So, beloved, the world wants the church to be silent. But now is not the time for the church to be silent. We are to be resilient and resolute and ready for service. So the relevant question this morning is, what can we do? And how can we help or assist in this fight for God? What does it mean to be a witness for the Lord? There are three things right here out of these first four verses that I think will help us if we really want to be a witness for the Lord. Number one, we must be willing to be an extension of Jesus Christ everywhere we go. Look at verse 1. It says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. Beloved, in Luke chapter 9 is where the Lord called the 12 and sent them. But we see in Luke's gospel chapter 10 that the 72, there are some speculation whether or not it's 70 that went out two by two, or literally 72 that went out two by two. Don't know which, but we know that they were sent out. The 72 were sent out. And they were the advance team for Jesus to go ahead of him and to do the work of ministry two by two. What it means to be a witness for the Lord, beloved, is that we are an extension of the Lord Jesus Christ, that everywhere we go, we represent Jesus. And notice that these that went out did not go by themselves. They went out two by two. To be a witness means that someone must be with you in order for you to witness properly. Now, in the Greek, the word witness means martyr, which is a person who is willing to put their all on the line for God. But God is wanting us to be an extension of him everywhere we go. We're truly going to be a witness for Jesus. We got to be the advance team. We've got to go ahead and prepare the area to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's more here. If you really want to be a witness, not only must you be willing to be an extension of Jesus Christ everywhere you go, but we must be willing to be an example for Jesus Christ. We must be willing to be an example for Jesus Christ. Look at verse 2. Verse 2 of Luke 10 says, he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Beloved, we need laborers for the harvest. If you really want to be a witness, you've got to be an example for Jesus. And you've got to be the example that is willing to get out and to labor in the harvest. The Lord is the Lord of the harvest. The harvest is plenteous, but God needs workers who are willing to go forward and be witnesses for him. See, many people want to be ministered to, but there are not a lot of people that want to minister to others. Even now, God has been too good for us not to willingly be laborers for the kingdom of God. You got to be a laborer for the Lord. You have to be the prime example of what it means to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, which means I'm willing to be a worker in the vineyard. I'm willing to be a worker in the field. The harvest is plentiful. The Lord is the Lord of the harvest. He's given it to us. Now we have to engage with doing the work, and we have to be examples and shine the light as people of God. So not only is it important to know that we must be an extension of Jesus, the advance team that's willing to go out two by two, but we also must be an example that we are willing to do the work in the harvest, not just to be ministered to, but to minister to others. But here's the last thing I want to give you, beloved. And not only must we be willing to be an extension of the Lord Jesus Christ, not only must we be willing to be an example for Jesus Christ, but we must be willing to be exposed to the evil in this world, but not be overcome by it. Must be willing to be exposed to the evil of this world, but not be overcome by it. Look at verses 3 and 4. So the Bible says, go, I am sending you out like lambs among the wolves. Do not take a purse or a bag or sandals, or do not greet anyone on the road. In other words, you've got a mission to do. You've got work to accomplish. So the Lord sends forth those who are willing to be witnesses. Go, I'm sending you out. But he says, beware, I'm sending you out like lambs among the wolves. So don't be so overcome, although you will be exposed to the evil efforts of this world. Do not be overcome by it. We are to remain fearless, we're to remain faithful, and we're to remain focused. Fearless, meaning that as we're lambs among the wolves, that we're not bothered by that because God is on our side. We're not to take a purse or a bag or sandals. That means we ought to remain faithful to the call and cause of Jesus Christ. And then he says, don't be greeting nobody while you're on the road. You got to remain focused, focused on the assignment that is ahead of you. See, I've learned this, beloved, that if we're willing to be a witness, that we'll be an extension, an example, willing to be exposed. And watch this, verse 17 gives us evidence of what happens when you're a witness for the Lord. I have to give you this last piece. There's evidence. Verse 17 says, and the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. Hallelujah. That means there's evidence that being a witness for the Lord works. So, beloved, that means for us that we can do anything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us that there is nothing new under the sun. So Luke 9, he sends out the 12 with power to heal and to cast out demons. But in Luke 10, he sends out the 72 to do the same thing as well, to be the extension and the example and to be exposed but not overcome by the likes of this world. And the evidence is when you go out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the demons will be subject unto you. The demons will be subject unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let our testimony be that we, like George Foreman, were witnesses for the Lord. The Lord is calling for those workers who are willing to be witnesses in the harvest. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for the opportunity, Lord God, to go out into the fields, to go into the harvest that you have set up for us, to be willing to be the workers that will be the witnesses for you, Lord Jesus, to lift up your holy and righteous name as the advance team, Lord God, to be the example of what it means to be a worker in the field of the harvest for souls. And thank you, Lord God, that even though we will be exposed to some things of this world, Lord, we'll remain fearless. Hallelujah. We'll remain faithful. We'll remain focused because there's evidence, Lord, that when we do anything in your name, because there's power in the name of Jesus, that it will be accomplished. So, Lord, thank you for sending us forward. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the opportunity to give back, Lord Jesus, by serving you. Now send us forth, Lord, that we may be effective for the kingdom. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, And if you read this scripture, man, amen, you're going to be sent for in the name of the Lord. No matter what you may face, you will be able to remain fearless, faithful, and focused on the things of God. Can I get a witness? Amen. I hope so. Day 16, y'all get to somebody's church on tomorrow. We're going to have good church tomorrow at First Baptist Church of Guilford. Amen. God be praised. I'll talk to you on Monday morning for day 17. Amen.